You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Kurt Wartney. Woody Guthrie's relationship with his home state has always been complicated. The singer-songwriter left Dust Bowl, Oklahoma, and traveled the nation, composing some of the best-known songs of his time and ours. But to many in the state, his progressive political views did not fit with a strong conservative streak during the Cold War period. His reputation is now closer to a full restoration as Tulsa prepares to host his archives. While many in Oklahoma may have painted Woody Guthrie with a red brush, the Oklahoma Historical Society's Dr. Bob Blackburn says the connection is not totally deserved.
Well, a lot of people identified him with the communist movement of the 1950s, when yet he was on the fringe of the cultural part of it, but never on the political side.
The reconnection between Guthrie and his home state came from an unexpected source.
I actually got a call from a woman in Norman, Oklahoma. And she said, I was a nurse at the hospital where your grandmother was. My grandmother's name is Nora Bell, and that's who I'm named after. And we had never known all these years where her gravesite was. So it was kind of through all of this stuff that happened with Woody that I was able to locate my grandmother's grave.
That's Nora Guthrie, the daughter of Woody Guthrie and director of her father's foundation in New York. Nora says that visit to Oklahoma eventually helped lead to the acquisition of Woody's archives by Oklahoma's George Kaiser Family Foundation and the creation of a new home for her father's work.
My mom had preserved everything and packed everything up in boxes when my dad died. And she had always had this dream of, wouldn't it be nice if there was a place? I mean, she didn't dream it would be like this, because this is pretty classy, you know, high-techy stuff.
The Woody Guthrie Center's 12,000-square-foot facility features high-tech interactive exhibits on the life, music, and art of the Troubadour of America during the 1930s into the 60s. The centerpiece of the facility is dedicated to the handwritten version of This Land Is Your Land, which up until now was generally unavailable for public view. Surrounding the display of the landmark song is a curved wall covered with 8x10 metal plates, etched with a drawing or a lyric by the artist. Tiffany Colanino is the archivist for the Woody Guthrie Foundation.
And if we look at one or two in particular, well, we see off the bat a lot of artwork from Bound for Glory. But we also see some political cartoons. I'm Too Sober to Foreclose on a Widow, cartoons that appeared in the 30s in L.A. when he was a journalist writing for Los Angeles newspapers.
To see the original drawings represented by those metal plates, Colanino unlocks a door into the research and archives area of the center.
I think this is the first time y'all have been in here, right? Welcome to the Woody Guthrie Archives.
We're in a concrete walled room with 15-foot ceilings and rows of 9-foot tall movable shelves, loaded with more than 5,000 pages of unpublished Woody Guthrie manuscript material. Colanino pulls one of Guthrie's original notebooks out of its protective box, showing it to Ken Levitt, the executive director of the George Kaiser Family Foundation, which now owns the document.
There's a real intensity to it. I mean, it just kind of screams out at you with color and thoughts and complexity. It's very striking.
For Nora Guthrie, the return of these significant works by her father to his home state is more than a restoration of Woody Guthrie's reputation in Oklahoma. It's recognition of his roots.
It just kind of is like a pebble that goes, and the ripples just keep going out and out and out as he traveled around. But the actual foundation of who he is and what he cared about began here in Oklahoma. And I think that says a lot about the state itself.
The Woody Guthrie Center will begin welcoming Oklahomans and the world starting Saturday in the Brady Arts District near downtown Tulsa. For KGOU, I'm Kurt Gwartney.